baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of City Radio, baby.
What's going down, people? It's your man, Father Time, chilling. As usual, rolling. All right, y'all, I'm going to kick it off a little different tonight. I'm going to go into a little young song right quick. And I'll be right back with y'all as soon as I find a damn song. All right, y'all, check it out.
Check. Word. Fuck a trend to top. You ain't talking dollars. Nonsense. Cold kisses to the pole. Niggas spitting hot guys. That's what you talking, how you living, but you're not honest. At most, I'm just being modest. My approach is work. You know I'm gonna eat work. Put me on the boat and I don't sail. I see you.
Think about it.
Holy mackerel is tuna. You fucking seafood. Bunch of crabs in the bucket. Part-time hustlers. 1 minute to serve. Next week you a customer, not me. I'm always looking for a come up. I've been down too long. My grasp too strong. I'm from where it's easy to fall off and hard to get back on. Left this city and came right back home. Cause I was homesick, now I'm sick of my home. Only sick thoughts make a nigga sick to the dome. That's why I'm writing these songs, trying to rewrite my wrongs. I'm gone.
They keep telling me to change up. Rolling blunt as a blunt. Watch a nigga play more. I'm trying to cloud my mind. All these sick thoughts swell my mind.
They keep telling me to change up, rolling blunt after blunt.
Watch a nigga play more.
Trying to cloud my mind. All these sick thoughts cloud my mind.
I'm a west side nigga, but my homies is eastbound. But the baby ladies got some groupies live downtown. The seven in my pocket like I just scored a touchdown. Roll up, no passing. I'm all by myself now. Get high and start laughing. Tripping on self now. Right hand man, being always bringing my left. Round step mode. Can't see me like a nigga just left town out of sight. Can't be such rich plays out of bounds. Yikes, I got plenty of haters cause I'm a player. Bitches sucking more than vampires and I'm a pussy slayer. But it's M.O.B. I'd rather cash over ass. Broke hell no, I'll pass over that. Good dope, I smoke without a puff pass. A bad boy, shine big without a puff pass. Gun tuck without blast so motherfucking fast instead of my neck. My wrist top fucking whiplash.
Yikes.
They keep telling me to change up. Rolling blunt at the blunt.
Watch a nigga flame up. Watch a nigga flame
I'm trying to cloud my mind. All these sick thoughts
cloud my mind.
They keep telling me to change up.
Rolling blunt after blunt. Watch a nigga flame up.
Trying to trying to cloud my mind.
Only sick thoughts crowd my mind.
I started from the bottom, ho. Niggas tried to knock me off. I put that fucking work in. What? In a broad day, they're in out blocks. Them niggas weren't no bitches, though. They fired back but got knocked down. Ford Explorer, ski masked up. We on your side of town. Looking for that dope line, nigga. That's where that bag at. Kicking in the back door, bitch. Now see these mags jacked. You niggas out here whack like crack. Spit heroin blows. You niggas know it's all my fang. I'm killing you hoes. I spit that real man. You niggas is all bitches. Crime Stoppers live on TV. Wanted in Michigan.
All right, what's up, y'all? I had to stop that song because I really wasn't feeling that monologue. But it's just me. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Chilling like a villain. What's going down?
Nothing much.
Okay. All right, we got quite a few people on the line. If y'all want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. I'll bring you right on in. All right, Jenny, let me ask you a question. I saw a picture today. Okay. Picture of a sister.
And okay.
She had, like, the biggest ass ever, right?
Uh-huh.
You could tell that it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her legs was like super duper skinny.
Okay.
But her ass was like super duper huge. You know what I mean? Hold on, let me bring my man in. What's happening, Doc?
What it do, man? Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm about to dock your pay, bro. just to let you know, you're going to be a little short this week.
Yeah, just put me on straight time this week. Just straight time.
All right, I'll try. Like I say, y'all,
right.
You want to join this conversation, you got to push one. But okay, Janine, this is my thing. Okay, you're a woman. Now, women, for the most part, you know, they like to look good. They like to smell good. They like to feel good on the inside and all of that, right?
Yeah.
But what's the point of distorting your body to make yourself feel good? That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if your ass weigh 200 pounds and the rest of your body weigh 10, what's the point?
I mean, I guess they doing it for their own self-esteem. I mean, of course I'm different. If you're going to do it, at least have it look natural. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to do
Definitely.
It, just have it look natural. At least it'll, you know, have it look like it's actually yours. But I don't know why they distort themselves like that. And it just, I don't know.
I mean, her ass stuck out like 3 feet. At least 3 feet from her body. That's her ass. I'm like, it's not sexy for me. Me personally, I don't think that's not sexy to me.
Mm-hmm.
If your body's disproportionate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if your legs look like somebody's forearm, and your ass look like somebody's stomach, that don't fit. It don't match. This is my point of view. I want your body to be proportionate. What's happening to life?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
What's going down?
What's going on?
Another Tuesday.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Janine. All women want to feel good. Every single woman on the planet, she wants to feel good. She wants to look good. She wants to smell good and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why fuck up your body to look good? You should want to, you know what I'm saying? You should look good naturally. So why fuck up your body? I mean, you know, with the ass implants, the you know what I'm saying? You like 5'6", but your titties is a triple Z. I mean, come on.
I agree. I do feel like some women do enhancements
for their own self-pleasure. However, I think most women do it because they feel that's what men want. I think that's a low self-esteem issue.
I think that's not untrue. Every man want a woman with fat ass, nice titties, you know what I'm saying? Every man wants that.
Mm-hmm.
Make it look natural.
I mean, I get that, but when you got Kim Kardashians and Beyonce's and, you know, this, that, and that, and asses keep getting bigger and breasts keep getting bigger in social media and on TV, and y'all are like,
whoa,
look at that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Now, wait a minute now. Hold on. Let me stop you right there now. Kim Kardashian, I'll give you. But Beyonce, her shit look good, though. Her shit looks natural.
I mean, I'm just...
It looks natural.
I get that. I don't know if it's natural or not. I mean, I get that. I'm just using them for examples because, you know, those are the most known ones. So what I'm saying is, you know, as the asses get bigger in Hollywood and, you know, social life, the normal women do that because they feel like that's what you want. That's what's going to make me attractive. That's what's going to attract me a husband. That's what's going to, you know, it's just stupid shit. Stupid shit. Period, point blank. Just stupid shit.
Well, I don't want to fuck with you like that. You know what I mean? And besides, isn't it the man's job to make the woman look good no matter how she look? He's supposed to tell her
make
she's
her
good
feel
anyway,
good.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he, you know, y'all together, I would think that, you know, he got with you because he thought you looked good.
Before all that
bullshit. Or he, like, yeah, before any of that.
It's a lot of hustling going on.
Okay, well, since you asked me, I'm just going to say it. Well, now, here's my problem with all this. And it's just my opinion. A lot of, like they get it and they do little things like, let's see, how can I put this? Like, okay, if you get the titties and you get the ass, all right. Like, are you getting it for yourself, or are you getting it for, like you said, that we in a situation where, you know, y'all see the Kim Kardashians and the Beyoncés, and y'all want to be like, all right, well, fuck it, you know, I want to look like that for your man, right? Am I right?
Right.
Okay. Now,
not for me. I'm doing it
thing.
For me.
I mean, I'm not doing it. Period. But I'm saying in general, women in general are doing it because they think that's what the man wants.
Okay. And understandably. But now, I think that's like, okay, you watch these talk shows and you be like, well, what happened? And is that another? And they be like, well, you know, he wanted me to get this done, so I got it done. Let me go on record or something. I'm not discriminating or nothing like this. But I do believe that, like, white women, yeah, they get it done for their men. They get it done for their husbands because that's what their husbands want. Black motherfuckers, we ain't too quick to say go get it done because we feel like as soon as you get it done and you lose a little weight and you get the thing and that, you're going to go do some more stupid shit like leave me. So fuck that. I'm not paying for no shit like that because as soon as you get it, it's like, oh, well. That shit, I can do better than you now.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all a little secret. My first wife, she was a big woman, right? I mean, she wasn't that big, but she when he got the stomach, cut your stomach shit done, I think what they call it. What the fuck is that shit called?
Well,
I can't remember what it's called. It wasn't lipo, it's that other one. When they actually go in there and cut your stomach, whatever. And that dog, I said the exact same thing you said. So you're going to have the surgery, you're going to lose all the weight, then you're going to leave. She was like, no, it ain't like that, Body Skippy. And what'd the bitch do?
Did you pay for it?
Got the surgery, got the cheating, and left. Hell no, I ain't pay for it. My insurance paid for that shit. But I'm saying though, that's exactly what happened.
Mm.
Here I am going around trying to make you feel good, and you go around and do some bullshit anyway. After all the motherfucking compliments, and damn girl, you know you're looking good. I'm making you feel. I'm trying to make you feel good. You still go out there to do some
bullshit. But they don't
want to
hear. They don't want to hear from you. They want to hear from everybody else. They want to hear because they feeling like, oh, you got to say that because you my man. So you obligated to say that. But then as soon as another motherfucker. No, hold on now, hold on. I'm not fooling everybody, but you have a lot of them that seriously does that. It's like as soon as they get the feeling they're worth, then they're gone.
Ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
But then you gotta realize that these motherfuckers, they don't know the inner you. They don't know you. I mean, all they know is, you know, they see you. You got this fat ass nine. You know, slim stomach and fat ass. They don't know the motherfucking emotional distress you went through. So you a fucking train wreck in reality. But then you study trying to. Now, these motherfuckers loving you for all the wrong reasons. They love you just because they feel like they just want to fuck you.
And I loved your ass conditionally, unconditionally. When you was big, I still loved your ass.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, you know what? And I'm not trying to put no stereotype on black women, but you know what I'm saying? To be realistic with you, I mean, it's like motherfuckers be feeling like, all right, shit, I settled with you anyway. I settled with you because I couldn't get no better. So now that I didn't get a little better, you know, I look better. Shit, I can get better.
You know what, dog? What you said makes a lot of sense, but I'd be goddamn if you ever tell me that shit in my face.
No, I mean, but you're right. You're right. You're not going to tell me that. But, I mean, you just said yourself. Did her actions show it?
What you mean?
Could it be y'all were just feeling insecure?
Who was feeling insecure?
Huh?
Who would be feeling insecure?
I mean, you know, once the woman loses all that weight or whatever, do to me and start feeling insecure when she start getting all the attention. Because sometimes the men like it like that. They don't want their woman to get no attention. They want all the attention. But then when their woman gets the attention, it causes problems.
I'm going to tell you what, though. White men, no. Black men, yeah.
I don't agree with that,
man. I don't
agree with that. I think it's like if my woman lost 50 pounds and motherfuckers looking at her shit, I take that shit as a compliment.
Okay.
As a compliment, yeah. She with me, motherfucker. Keep you walking. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
you know
here's
but
the
at
thing.
The same time, I'm telling her at the same time on the low, you know what I'm saying? You look good. I'm still making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't want to hear you. Okay, now I said that because what happens when she don't want to hear your compliments anymore? She don't want to hear what you got to say. She done heard you tell her she look good. She want to hear the next five niggas say it. She don't want to hear you.
Well, as long as she bring her ass home, she all right.
Okay, but... All bullshit aside, that ain't going to play in on your psyche a little bit? Damn. You know, you steady telling her all this shit. You telling her she's beautiful, she looking good, damn. She kind of brushing you off. But then when the next motherfucker say it, she keying and giggling, and now she want to go out for drinks and all this shit, cause knowing that these niggas going to be at the club, but...
Houston, we got a problem. We got a problem.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I'm always one to say keep it 100 on the show. But when it comes to shit like that, I am very insecure. And I have no problems with admitting that shit. I have serious-ass trust issues. I'm very insecure when it comes to shit like that. If I hear you whispering on the phone, I'm standing next to you. Who you talking to? Yeah, I hear you over there whispering. Who you talking to? Let me see the phone. I'm that type of dude. I'm not going to lie. I am. I'm a hard motherfucker to get along with. I just have trust issues. And if you're giving my woman compliments and she kicking and boo-hooing about it, you got damn right. I got something to say. The fuck you
man, when did accepting a compliment become such a damn issue?
You know
it
what?
Depends
it's not
on
an
the compliment.
Issue. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying. If this motherfucker, I'm going to tell you like this. This is my thing. That's just like, if okay, let's just say delightful. Then you go out. We go out, and we together, and a guy like, God damn, man, I'll fuck the shit out of her. Or, you know, like, God damn. I mean, whatever he said just totally blows the fact that me and you together. And you sit there and smile and be like, oh, well, thank you. Come on, now you disrespecting.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree in that
that's
aspect.
That's when the compliment. You know, now, here's the situation. Now, if you're somewhere, like let's just say if we're at a bar or something, and let's just say we went out and a motherfucker came over, tried to holler at you. You know, you thank you, but my dude here, you know, I had no problem with that. Now, I'm feeling like the man, because shit, and you tried to come holler at mine. So evidently, my girl must be looking right. But if you sitting there and you kicking and I come sit down and you like, okay, and you just, as soon as I sit down, then you say, okay, well, it was nice meeting you. No, we got, what the fuck? I've been in the bathroom for 8 minutes. I had to take a shit real quick. So, shit. Y'all done exchanged numbers and all. And now I'm like Father Son. Shit, what the fuck y'all been doing here? Now I got an issue with it. You know, that's just like, I mean, my thing is this. I don't think I'm motherfucking the sexiest motherfucker walking the face of the world on the earth, but
really?
I do think I'm a nice looking man. Shut the fuck up. But I'm gonna tell you this. You know what I'm saying? If then you went in someplace and a girl came and walked up to me and like, God damn, you know, what's up with you? Well, damn. Man, I know you see my girl with me. Come on, man, cool out. You know that you're being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Now if I don't say nothing, I'm like, oh hey, how you doing? You don't feel like I just disrespected you?
Yes, you did.
Oh, they kind of quiet.
I'm saying, yeah. I had a scenario where the bartender, I went into a bar with my guy. I've never been in this bar before ever in my life. And she told me that, you look so much different with your hair down. You really look cute. And I'm like, bitch, I don't even know you.
No, that's because you've been in the goddamn bar before. You've been
no,
in the bar
I have
before.
Not.
I'm learning from you. She just snitched on your ass. I thought you said you ain't never been here before. How the fuck she know how your hair was last week? See, you just got snitched on. I'm walking out. I'm pissed off now.
If
the bartender, you telling me, baby, I ain't never been in this bar before. We go in, go to the bar, and the bartender say, oh, you look different with your hair like that. Damn, I'm looking at you like, okay, wait a minute. You just told me you ain't never been in this motherfucker before. How the fuck she know how your hair looked yesterday last week?
Somebody's lying. Yeah, somebody's lying.
Either the bartender
she
lying
never
or you
seen
lying.
Me
now,
before.
Why would she say that?
She never seen me before.
Okay, well, you stick with that then. But you best believe when we get to the crib, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem when we get home. So you go ahead and stick with that lie. Ride that motherfucker out the whole night. It's going to be a problem.
You would look at it like that. Oh, my
How else
goodness.
Am I supposed to look at it? How else would you? That's okay. If me and you went to the bar.
It ain't no bar I've ever been to. You asked me to the bar.
How does she know how your hair was? She just said your hair, you look better. You look different. You look different with your hair like that. How the fuck she know how your hair looked before?
With her hair down. She didn't know who she was talking to. That wasn't me.
Like I said, you stick with that lie for the whole night. But it's going to be a problem when we get. There's nothing you can say to make me believe that that's the first time you ever been to that bar. If the bartender said that, there ain't nothing. You might as well just stop talking. Ain't nothing you can say.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, dog. Come on, dog. You go in the bar with a girl. She tell you she ain't never been to the bar before, ever. She ain't never been in there before.
You know what? I'm listening to you. I'm listening. You know, you're making a lot of sense. You're making a lot of sense.
I mean, just think about it. Oh, you look different with your hair like that. God. But you ain't never been in the bar before. So y'all saw each other at the bus stop, right? Y'all met at the bus stop. Y'all were talking at the bus stop, right? Okay. All right. Gonna be a problem when we get to the house. Just know that.
Okay.
Just know it's gonna be some shit when we get home.
Okay, it's gonna be some shit.
There's no guy walking the face of the earth is gonna believe that lie. She might have you confused with somebody. She could have you confused with somebody.
She might. Yes.
Maybe.
Ain't no man gonna
believe that though. No guy's gonna believe that, because even a bartender can say, "Oh, my fault. I thought you were somebody else." It's too late. That's just already imprinted in my head. You ain't never been this motherfucker, huh?
She didn't even do that. After I was like, "I don't know. That ain't me. I'm not the person whoever you talking about." And she still went on and was like, "Oh yeah, okay." Like it was a big joke or something. I'm like, "What is you talking about? It's not me."
And I'm sucking all that shit up. I'm soaking every bit of that shit in. I'm remembering the whole conversation. Because it's going to be some serious shit going on. There's no way I'm going to believe that. I don't know no guy that will believe that shit. A bartender? I can see if it's a regular motherfucker at the club. Oh, didn't I see you here last week? No, that wasn't me. Oh, okay. Just a bartender. They make a living on remembering faces and talking to motherfuckers. That's their job.
Okay.
But you ain't never been in here before.
I've never been in there before.
All right. Okay. Better call your mama, tell her you need to play the state tonight. Get the fuck up out of here.
Really?
I'm not believing that shit. There's nothing you can say to make me believe it.
The bartender had me mistaken for somebody else. That's period, point blank. That's all. There's nothing else.
Stick with that lie. Keep that motherfucker going. Because ain't nobody going to believe it but you and the bartender.
Okay.
I mean, she could come up to me 2 hours later and say, "Oh, you know what? I was mistaken. That wasn't a pretty." Yeah, all right. You done went up to the bar and told this broad to come to the table and say that shit. Girl, you fucking my shit up.
I didn't say nothing. She walked off and came back and was like, no, for real. She was like, you let your hair down. I was like, no, it's not me. She's like, God, you look just like somebody. I was like, well, I don't know who you're talking about.
Let's get ready for rumble. That's what it's gonna be. It's about to be a fight. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can say to change my mind. You've been here before. That's not even. I'd be looking at you like, why would you even lie about that? That's not even worth a lie. If you've been here, you've been here.
Why would I lie about that? Exactly. That's not even anything to lie about. If I've been in that bar before, I might as well just say it. That's nothing to lie about. But she didn't know what she was talking about.
I guess James didn't know what he was talking about neither when the motherfucker he was with last week at the bar. When you had your hair up. Fuck out of here. What the motherfucker with me? I'm just saying.
Boy, I can see this. I can just see this turning just bold as shoot ugly right now. Well, I can see Pop Time like a complete and utter fool in that bar.
No, I wouldn't do it at the bar. I ain't got too much to say for the rest of the night. I'll be real quiet. You don't get one answer. Anytime you ask me a question, you're going to get one word answer. Yep. Nope. You having a good time? Yep. You ready to go? Yep. You want another drink? Nope. That's going to be our come. But when we get to the house, totally different.
What the fuck geez, man, you look different with your hair down.
And you had your hair down last week, too.
Say, I can't never get you even do your motherfucking hair.
Right.
God damn it.
I'm just
okay.
I just have a problem with that.
Fuck,
I don't have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying? That's
just like, maybe I look like somebody. I don't know.
I done broke my goddamn chair. Fuck.
Hey, let me ask y'all something. I was watching I know I said I wasn't gonna watch shit anymore, but I still watch shit. I was watching Love and Hip Hop, right? And his couple on there. I ain't gonna lie, dog. This shit is ratchet as hell, but that shit keep me engaged. But there's a couple on there. They got married. I don't remember these motherfuckers' name. You know, I just know Ray J. But they got married. They eloped. They eloped, right? Came back. Now his mom and her mom don't get along. They hate each other. So now her mom was like, she's mad that they eloped and she, you know, because she wasn't there and all that bullshit. So she said, in order for me to accept y'all marriage, y'all have to pay for me to get liposuction. Right?
You just won't be accepted.
I'm serious.
Shit.
Hey, go on demand for the last episode. This happened on the last episode, Monday. Yesterday, rather. She said, for me to accept y'all marriage, I won't bring this shit up no more about y'all eloping. Y'all need to pay for my liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter's like, all right, well, let me check into it and we'll see what's up. So she went and told her husband, and he like, fuck that. No, we're not doing that shit. You know what I mean? We married, she needs to accept it or not, but we ain't doing that shit. So they had a barbecue. The husband came to the barbecue with one of those waistliner or whatever it's called. He's telling the mom, you know, instead of us paying for your liposuction, you could just wear this and lose weight. And it just blew up. You know, it just really blew up. But now my question is, if you had the, all right, dog, I'm going to ask you, if you had the money, you ain't hurting for money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all living a good life. You ain't really hurting for money at all. And
okay.
Let's say your wife, mother, wants to get a lipo, would you pay for it? You ain't hurting for
the dose.
She went and asked your wife,
wait a minute,
I need lipo. Can y'all pay for it?
Was it under those circumstances where that's the only way I can get you to forgive me?
No, I'm just flipping. I'm taking that scenario out. I'm giving you a whole different scenario. It's just you and your wife. Y'all got money. Y'all rich. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got money. Y'all ain't hurting for money. Her mom goes to her and say, I want to get lipo, but I want y'all to pay for it. And your wife come to you and say, hey, my mom's want lipo. Would you pay for it? You ain't hurting for money. You got the money.
I mean, you know what? If I got the money to that point that it ain't gonna hurt me, I would probably be like, you know what? I'm going to give you the money, and if you choose to get this to you, I figure like this. Like, if I, okay, let's just say if I hit the Powerball today, all right, I'm going to use, okay. God damn, my damn chair broke. I'm sorry, y'all.
Today, today, Wednesday. You brought up the Powerball. I'm like, what's today?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, if I want a Powerball, okay, Jadine, we together. All right, we together. You know, let's just say I met you after I won a Powerball. You know what I'm saying? But we together. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you X amount of dollars. Now, you know, I'm the type, I'm like, okay, if I had it like that, I'm still a kind of control freak. So I'm not going to lie, sit there and be like, you're going to have every fucking access to every dime. You're not. You're not going to have access to every dime. Not to say that I don't know. I think it just feels good to be able to say, here, baby, here you go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not trying to hold you down or you can't get nothing. I just feel like I want to be the one to give it to you. So with that being said, I may give you, like, say, all right, I might give you, and I know this sounds petty or childish or the word allowance, you know, I might give you that allowance, like, here's X amount of dollars, go ahead, go shop the girl, go on, do what you're going to do. Now,
after
your mom
says
you want life on. Right. Your mama says she wants the lipo. Now, I'm going to give you your little allowance money. Now, if you choose to give it to her, that's on you. I ain't tripping. I ain't mad. But you choose to give it to her, that's on you. But just straight out like, yeah, nah, that's your call. That's your mama. That's your call. All
right, but let me flip it, dog. Let me flip it because you done changed it to a whole different subject. All right, let's say you hit the Powerball. Let's say you hit the Powerball, but you and your wife was already together. So y'all came into the money together, okay? And now let's say y'all been married 15 years, and you and the mom ain't never got on home, ever in life.
Well, see, you didn't say all that.
I know. I'm changing it up now. I'm just flipping it.
I just asked you that. I said if it's under the same thing as what you said, now you're putting it as the same thing.
Anyway, let me finish my point. You and the wife don't, I mean, you and the moms don't get along. Y'all ain't never get along. She hates the fact that she married her daughter. You know what I mean? Would you still give her the allowance? And you know she's going to give it to her mama.
Yeah, I'll still give it to her. But now it won't be. It wouldn't probably be as easy. Now, you probably hear some shit. I know you're going to give it to her. So, now, here's my thing with that. I'm just being real, dog. I'm going to give it to you, and I know you're going to give it to your mama. But once you give it to your mama, I'm going to be an asshole the next rip. So, the next time when you walk up talking about, I need my little, you know, my little allowance. Nah, man, shit. I'm going to cut your allowance in half that next time. You don't know how to handle money. What you want?
I ain't
come on,
shit.
I'll go back. Nah, man. I mean, seriously. And the only reason that I'm saying that, I mean, I ain't going to lie, say I wouldn't be an asshole. But at the end of the day, dog, that's still her mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can't
but
cut
our money.
But yeah, but you still can't cut her mother out. Just like I don't give a fuck if they couldn't get along or not. You're not gonna let her cut your mother out.
I don't know. I don't
give a fuck how much they fight.
All right, let me bring Janine in. All right, Janine.
Mhm.
Me and you married. We've been married about 15, 20 years. I don't know how we lasted that long, but fuck it, we just did it for the kids. Hell, we don't even like each other. And you and my mama don't like each other.
Uh-huh.
And my mama come up to me and say, hey, let's say she wanted
Let's say she wanted a Mercedes. She wanted a Mercedes her whole entire life.
Uh-huh.
We got the money. We got the money to get a Mercedes. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But now at the same time, you want a Mercedes. So you want a Mercedes and my mama want a Mercedes. But we only got enough money to get one Mercedes. Who get it? You or my mama?
Well, of course
you're
going to give it to your mother.
Well, she ain't supposed to get it.
I'm just saying. I'm sure I have a car. You saying we got money like that, so I got a car.
But you want a Mercedes. Okay, let's break it down like this. You ain't got no car. We sharing a car. We just won. We won $100,000.
Then y'all ain't got no money.
Exactly.
I'm just
we
saying,
ain't got
dog.
No money like that.
Well, can
man,
I finish my
at,
goddamn
oh.
story? We got a
no,
because
you acting like them. You keep flipping the story to fit you.
Let me finish my story. We got $100,000.
This the third story.
We just won $100,000. I got 300 more to go. We won $100,000. You want a Mercedes? My mama won. Mercedes is $80,000. We only got enough to get one car. You, my wife.
Okay.
You've been my wife for 20 years.
Ain't nobody getting no Mercedes.
Thank you, shit. We only got $100,000. You finna spend $80,000 on a car? You crazy than a motherfucker. Hell no.
That's a no
wow.
for everybody.
Hell yeah.
We do not have that type of money to be spending with no $100,000.
I think I'm going to spend $80,000 on either one of y'all. Both of you motherfuckers crazy.
No, that's not enough. Even if you said $300,000, that's not enough to be spending $80,000 on an old car.
Shoot, I would if I had the money.
Mm-mm. I'm saying
you ain't got it.
$300,000? That's not enough.
No, you'll actually
spend
$80,000
on a car.
Man,
I'd be looking good riding around in my motherfucking Mercedes. Goddamn right I would.
Fuck that.
I'd go buy me an $80,000 car if I had $80,000. I probably
mm-hmm.
want about $80,000 car. But I'd buy a $60,000 car and hook that motherfucker up.
Who? Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. You said if you had $80,000, you'd spend six or sixty.
Sixty.
$60,000. That motherfucker up. 60,000.
$60,000. That motherfucker better be hooked up already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta get it done the way I want it done.
Dog, come on. So the fact that you wouldn't buy a house or nothing first?
That's what I said. If that's the case, we need to buy a house first.
Fuck that. We're gonna be living in a car. Goddamn, things go bad. Fuck it.
Oh,
goodness.
You still on the passenger
that.
Side?
No, thank you.
Nah, I can't see
no,
that.
No, but my thing
I
is,
mean.
This is my thing. If you married, who comes first, the wife or the mother? You know what I mean? Suppose your mom's want to take you out and your wife want to take you out on the same day, who you go with? But they don't like each other, so you can't go with you. You know what I'm saying? You can't make
they
it.
They got a sacrifice.
I mean, I don't
you
understand.
Know?
Why is all these relationships where the mother and the wife don't get along? I've never had this problem. Why is all these relationships
it's a bunch of them
like
out
that?
There. Yeah,
yeah.
Nah,
out
there. I got to agree with him on that one, Jadine. You just been lucky. But it is a lot of I didn't have my fair share of them. My mama will give you that. Now, my mother's cordial. Now, you would know if my mother likes you. Because if my mother likes you, she's going to speak. She's gonna talk. You know what I'm saying? She's going, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? If my mama don't like you, and Father Ty can attest to this, she'll be like, hey. And that's all you get. You don't get shit else. Nah, she probably gonna, and she ain't gonna say it right away, but she going to call me by my nickname, and she going to tell me to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Why you got her over here?
Mm-hmm.
You need to let her, you need to go on. Now, with that being said, there's not, she's did that before. She's did that a few times. But, like, man, and here's one in particular. I ain't going to say no names, but here's one in particular to this day. I told you. She's going to be following. From the day I found out, I told you to leave her alone.
Seems like mamas know. I mean, Janine, you a mother. If your son brought a girl home, okay, you've never met her before. Do you think you could tell if she's good for your son on that first meeting as a mother? Do y'all got them, like, spider senses be tingling?
First of all, I'm gonna give it a chance because to at least because my children know don't bring people around me unless you are serious about them. I don't want none of the, you know, some little girl you messing around with. I don't need to meet them. So, with that being said, if they decide, which my son has my son has never brought a girl home to me.
I wonder why.
Evidently, she ain't important. Whoever he messed around with.
I mean, come on, you done said it on the show many a time. And Father Ty, correct me if I'm wrong. Haven't she said on the show many a time that the girl get away with murder? The girl should bring whoever.
That is
but the boys,
not true.
So, I mean, we got another motherfucker on the show. Now, if I'm lying, Father Ty, tell me I'm lying.
The girls cannot just bring whoever they want over. That's not true either.
But you have said they have brought some boys that you didn't approve of.
Yes.
Yeah, you have said that before.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
But the boys can't even let the motherfucker come through the front door.
I don't want to meet some woman that you just messed around with. I'm not trying to get.
Okay, you mean the boy that the girl just messing around with.
I don't want to meet them either. Girls are hard headed.
But you met them
anyway. Well, evidently my boys listen.
Yeah, because they know the penalty is steeper for them than it is with the girl. Come on, man. You just said it on the show already. Don't change it now.
Oh, my God. It's not steeper. If they brought a boy over here, just like if my daughters brought a boy over here that I didn't like, I would tell them I don't like them.
The boy can still come.
By the time I'm done, he not going to want to come back.
Okay, now, hold on now. I ain't got the greatest memory in the world, but I do remember a show where the daughter brought what was his name? Stab, kill, rob, something. What was his name?
What?
She
what
fuck
was
around
his
with
name?
Kill?
What was his name? Had something to do with a knife. What was the nigga name?
Shank.
That was it. Cause then when we popped out, we was like, Shank? Is that the nigga name?
Yeah, he ain't coming around.
Exactly.
How many times did Shank come over though? How many times has Shank been over?
when they were dating, none. I had never even met him.
How many times has Shaq been over to come pick your daughter up?
When are you talking about? Because I never met him when they were dating. Since I've been here where I am now, I think they tried to go out again one time, and that was it. And I still didn't meet him until after they weren't talking no more, because he hangs out with one of my other daughter's friends, and he came over a couple of times then, but that was after they weren't even together no more.
Yeah, they were still messing around, though. She just told you.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, they was.
She was.
Let me ask a question. What the fuck she seeing a motherfucking name Shank?
Exactly. I have no clue. And she was in college at the time. That's why I never met him. I knew of him because, like I said, my other daughter was friends with his cousin or something like that. So that's how she met him in the first place. And so when she was off in college, they were going up there to see her. You see what I'm saying? Visit with her, you know, go to the parties and all this and that. So I never really met him like that. They didn't last long.
Okay.
And then when she left college, she came home, which she here, she's here now. She tried to go out with him one time. She just said he don't have no purpose in his life or something, she said. After she graduated college,
it would be a hell of a conversation. My daughter bring a motherfucker home. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Bell? I'm like, hey, you doing? What's your name? Shank. Shank your ass on the side of my motherfucking house, man. Who the fuck? What's your name again, sir? Shank? Come on. I can see that. I can see that scenario.
But you know what?
How you
no,
doing, Mr. Bell?
Right,
my name is Shank.
But you see, and the thing about, and see, this goes back to this generation thing, man. You know, we had all types of nicknames growing up in the hood. But when you met a person's mother or father, you did not tell them that was it. You gave them your real name. You did not say,
you did.
My name. You know, I'm not going to walk up, hey, what's up, my name, Cass. No, I'm not. I'm going to give you my real name.
I'll slap the shit out of his ass. Shank. We're going to see if you know about your name. Shank me, motherfucker. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Get your ass out of my house. Punk ass, little young ass motherfucker. I'll beat the hell out of
you. How you doing? What's your name, sir? Oh, they call me the butcher knife killer. I'm butcher knife killer.
Hold on. You forgot something. They call you the butcher knife killer, fam.
Yeah, they call me butcher knife killer, fam. Okay. You know what? Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to shoot that shit out this bitch. I mean, I think we got my boy on the line. Big Mike, gangster.
What's up?
What's up?
I'm just hearing about this nickname, Shank.
Exactly.
Let's say, Mike,
you call me that name.
That's a that's a turn off. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell nobody's parents your nickname. No.
Exactly.
Shank. Motherfucker probably ain't even been in prison before.
They call me Shank.
Nigga, how many niggas you done paid?
Right.
He ain't never stepped foot in the motherfucking joint.
I'm
Shank. Exactly. So how the hell you get a name like Shank?
Come on,
man.
Wow.
Man, my daughter be out of her motherfucking rabbit ass mind to bring her home a motherfucking name. Chibi, don't tell my daddy what your nickname is. Say your real name. Goddamn right.
But that shit wasn't even. You didn't even have to say no shit like that. Motherfucker already knew.
No, you do now.
Motherfucker already knew. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all had nicknames growing up. You know, I'm not going to sit there and tell motherfucker, you know, they call me this, they call me that. Now, this is some shit I might have made up. Half the names, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker made up anyway, because ain't nobody calling you that name. Ain't nobody calling you Chiller. Man, your name is Muffin. How you go from Muffin to Killer? You know what I'm saying? These names we done made, these street names we done made up. And even so, you still ain't for the walk. Motherfucker tell you that. My name is Cake Nine. Motherfucker told me, and I bullshit you not, dog. Sitting here, when I moved to Indianapolis, guy tried to date my daughter. Motherfucker said, I said, man, what's your name? He said, Ruger. I said, Ruger. I said, that's what your mama named you, Ruger? Nah. I said, what the fuck is your real name? He looking at me like, damn. Fuck, maybe because your mama ain't named you Ruger. Fuck you going to say? From that point on, every time I see them, I'm like, hey, 22. You ain't nothing but a little 20 year. A Ruger, you are not.
I had a motherfucker come over here, dog. Introduced himself to me and told me his name was Romeo. I said, your name is Romeo? He said, yeah, that's my name, Romeo. I said, that's the name your mama gave you? He said, yeah. I said, let me see your ID. Motherfucker pulled out a school ID. That motherfucker's name was Romeo. I said, goddamn.
I'm about to you can't get mad at him, dear.
That's his real name. Romeo. I said, well, I be damned. All right, you get a pass
on
that
one. My son gonna be a player.
Hey, you know what? My sister actually named her son Romeo.
Oh, my goodness.
That's his real name, Romeo. I was like, what the fuck? Why would your boyfriend let you get away with naming your son Romeo?
So I'm going to tell you like this. You know what he's thinking when he walked out the house with your daughter, right?
Well, fuck you.
Well, that wasn't the one.
That's just like my name,
you know,
Taiwan or something.
Now, my sister did name my son Romeo, but my father, man, he hate that motherfucker, man. Can't stand the dude.
He ain't the kid?
No, the baby daddy. He can't stand that motherfucker, man. Hate that motherfucker with a passion.
Is his name Romeo?
I don't know what that motherfucker's name is. Shit, I don't remember. All I cared about was the baby. Fuck him.
Probably remind him of his ass.
Say again?
I said, he probably reminded him of his ass. No.
I don't know, but.
Bell's, hey, Mr. Bell's a nickel slick motherfucker.
Well, you know, he wanted a motherfucker, like, he still live with his parents. Motherfucker don't work. You know what I'm saying? He wanted a motherfucker that don't do shit.
Yeah.
But now he got a baby.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And now, though, you know, my father, you know, he already went through that with the other sisters. You know what I mean? Like, it's five sisters.
Ooh,
everybody got babies. Every last one of them. And ain't no daddies around. I'm serious in a motherfucker, man. I mean, you know, these my sisters. I love them. But they made some bad fucking choices and dudes, man. Just none of the daddies are around, dude. None. And yeah. It's like 12 of them. It's like 12 kids, man. Between all five of my sisters, man, it's like 12 or 13 of them little motherfuckers. And ain't no daddies around. Not to say that it's 13 different daddies. But
yeah.
None of the daddies are around. And my father is so motherfucker tired. He tired as hell, man. Because you know what they do?
Oh, yeah, shit.
They drop them off. They drop them off and keep on going. Nah, none of the daddies around, man. Not one of the motherfuckers is around. So sad. So I love my sisters, but they make some fucked up choices with some damn dudes.
Wow. You know, man, I can honestly say, I didn't have that problem. That's one problem I didn't have. Like, all my sisters, the kids, daddies was always around. Whether good or bad, whatever the situation was, they were around. You know, they might not have been the best dads in the world, but they know who they fucking daddies are. They know, you know, whether that man taught them good or bad, they were always around.
Not on my side.
Man, I know your daddy like, fuck this.
I mean, shit, one of my sons, her baby died in a car accident, right? A drunk driver. Actually, a Gary cop killed her baby in a car accident. He was drunk, and nothing ever happened to that motherfucker.
I remember that.
She was the firstborn, first one out of all of us to have a baby. And this punk-ass motherfucker didn't even come to the funeral. His bitch ass didn't even come to the funeral. No lie, straight up. That punk motherfucker didn't even come to the funeral. Who does that?
You just called about punk motherfuckers.
Man, Man, me and Rich wanted to get at that motherfucker so bad. So bad. It took the old man a whole lot to bring us down. We was hot. This motherfucker didn't even show up for the funeral.
We're gonna tell him this. This is dedicated to him.
To the dog, motherfucker.
That's what we think about him.
He was a bitch ass motherfucker. And then bad enough, you know what I'm saying? He hit my sister when she was in college, so she had to drop out. The old man already pissed off about that. Wasn't no financial aid. He paid for her to go to school out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This mother came home pregnant. Oh, he was hot. And then this punk motherfucker didn't even come around. How you not go to your own kid's funeral, man? Who does shit like that? Mm-hmm. I try to tell my daughter, you know, I prefer you not to have sex ever. But if you do, you know, make sure you know this motherfucker first. Actually get to know a motherfucker. That way, if you come up pregnant, at least there's a 75% chance the motherfucker gonna stay. Goddamn! But nowadays, these motherfuckers, they don't get to know motherfuckers. Everybody just fucking. If you come up pregnant, you just come up pregnant. One of those. I hope he be around. I mean, who does that? This is retarded. This is my opinion.
All right, I'm back.
But then you got some that go from one baby mama to the next, just keep going back and forth.
And then they be friends.
I don't understand it. Yeah, and then they be friends to me.
They friends. I mean, how the fuck you have you got two baby mamas, and they fucking sisters. You know what I mean?
What? Wait a minute.
That's
hold
a good
on.
Thing for the
hold
dude.
On, man.
The dude, he's straight pimping.
Hold on, man. My call dropped, man. Explain this to me. What you talking about?
What you mean? We saying that...
I'm...
Go ahead.
No, I was saying my call had dropped. My phone had dropped. I didn't hear that last part you just said.
Oh, we were just talking about how these girls, you know, they don't get to know motherfuckers. Then they turn around and have babies with them. And then they be wondering why the dude ain't there. Well, you didn't get to know the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because nowadays, you know, it's just a fuck fest out here. Everybody's fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You got two baby mamas and they sisters. How the fuck Too soon to get a baby back from the motherfucker.
Or they
I know a situation
like
that.
He's going back and forth from one baby mama to the other. And y'all okay with
that's
that?
That's pipping, though.
He with you.
That's
he with
pipping.
You for six
that's
months.
Pipping.
He with you for 6 months. Then he go to the other baby mama. He with her for 6 months.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Here's my thing. Now, in a situation like that, I mean, and as a woman, Janine, I got to ask you as a woman. Now, you and your girl. I mean, I know you wouldn't do it, but we just gonna hypothetically.
God damn,
Chef. Okay. Hypothetically speaking.
Sit your ass on the floor.
I know this motherfucker broke like a motherfucker, man. I done fell three times. Now, as a woman, like I said, we hypothetically speaking. You know, you and your girl, y'all had a baby by the same dude, and he's doing the same scenario which Father Time's talking about. I mean, at some point, what if he did just come like, hey, look here, you know I ain't finna keep fucking with her. I mean, you know I'm gonna keep fucking with her, and he come to her. You know I'm gonna keep fucking with her. Let's just all be one big happy family. Would you even consider that?
It depends on if we got that type of relationship. And it depends on my relationship with her. What I'm not going to do is keep allowing him to go back and forth because it's not just about me. It's about the child. So it's okay.
There you go.
You know, my thing is I'm not going to sit here and let you be gone for 6 months away from my child and treat my child like she don't exist or he or she don't exist while you over here with this
always
family.
About the kids.
Then when you decide to come back, then it's just supposed to be okay. That's not okay.
Well, okay. All right. And that's understandable. That's understandable. And you are 110% right. I do agree. But what if he's doing, he's still taking care of the kids. He's still taking care of your baby. He's still coming to see your baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's still being the father, but he's going back and forth between y'all. So he tells you, okay, look here. I'm with you. I'm with her. You know what I'm saying? Look here. Let's all just do this together because I'm tired of going back and forth.
Yeah, I can discuss it. I
can
have a conversation about it.
You know, here's my thing about you.
What?
Why the fuck they didn't put you supposed to be the prototype. This is what God's supposed to do. Okay, here's the prototype right here. This is the blueprint you women need to follow after. Because, boy... that bitch ain't. That bitch ain't. Hell no.
Well, 99% of women would not go for that.
Exactly. And it's like, why? You sharing them anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If I'm sharing you evidently, I got some strong feelings for you. You know, women just ain't going to be doing that just for some motherfucker they don't care about. So evidently, they really love this person. So if you're going to do it and y'all willing to live together and, I mean, hell, if you're getting along with the girl so far, y'all getting along, y'all not fighting and trying to beat each other up, hell, you might as well consider it.
Man, I wish a woman would come to me with some bullshit like that. Look, I'm fucking both of y'all while we all just move in together. Bitch, you lost your motherfucking mind.
Oh,
are
so
you
slow or
are you stupid?
Hell no.
So you
why not?
Why would
he's saying, wait a minute, I think y'all got it missed. He's saying if she asked him to move in with a dude.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. See, she's saying about the women. You flipped it and said a dude.
Okay.
Right. Now, if it's two women, I'll be down with that. But you're not finna come to me talking about look, me and Joe have been fucking, me and you been fucking, but why don't we just do it together?
Alright, father time, but really, I mean, all bullshit aside, would you really do it with two women? You know, you got a lot of morals. Yeah, you got a lot of morals.
I would strongly consider it, man. I would definitely give it some consideration. Not to say that I'm going to do it. I have to weigh the pros and cons. But I would definitely consider it.
Okay,
but,
what would be your pros? What would be your pros and cons to it?
I don't know. I'd sit down and think about it.
Okay, you got two women, which means threesomes whenever you feel like you want it.
Yeah, but it ain't always. That's a pro. But then the con is.
Okay, now
the con is, it's two women. Two different attitudes.
Yeah.
Two different motherfucking monthly cycles. That's a lot of bullshit to put up with. And y'all all in the same house? That's a lot of bullshit to put up with, man. You talking about.
You know
dragging.
What? I think. No, no, you know what?
Not necessarily. I just want to say this real quick. Not necessarily, because with us being together like that, now we have each other. See, on the other hand, I'm just over here by myself. She's just over there by herself. But when us two women get together, we have each other to talk to. You see what I'm saying?
About me. So
yeah,
when I get home, I got to. But yeah, but see, when I get home, y'all have talked about me all day. So when I get home,
I mean,
shit, I'm about to get double teamed.
No, that's not
true. You know
what? I mean, we can feed off. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that type of person, no way. I ain't going to sit there and dog you out. Then that's the case. I ain't going to be with you. What I'm saying is, if she got a problem, she can run it by me. You see what I'm saying? And we could, you know, help one another when we going through things. And he don't even have to be included at that point until, you know, if we do feel like it's something he needs to know.
Well, just call me Jay-Z. I got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one. I mean, I think it's just too much work.
Yeah.
Me personally, that's a lot of fucking work. Two, satisfying two women all the time.
I mean, what do women complain about? What are some of the things? I mean, if you think about it, your time, right? We both there now. So you don't have to be over here. You don't have to be over there. You see what I'm saying? We all together. So that crosses that out. Money. Now we got three incomes.
Yeah, that's fucked up if one of them don't work, though.
What you mean? One
right.
Of, oh.
She said that whole
hold on, man.
Joe
we
Hopper
ain't finna keep
all my tools.
Right, we ain't finna keep paying for this bitch.
And she ain't even cleaning up half the time.
Right, we ain't finna get a mutiny on this bitch. Hey, this bitch don't even clean up.
Yeah, now you gonna say
you
been at home. You can't just be sitting at home and not clean up now.
Right, bitch, you finna get booted off the island.
Right.
I mean, before we go any farther, I see my girl Slick Mick Archie on there. Slick Mick, you gotta holler at me because you got some shit going on. Hey, that goddamn Slick Mick got a motherfucking, hey. She got a motherfucking CNC show going on. I ain't gonna put your business out there, but you got a CNC show going on, and it's going on Facebook hard, baby. So you gotta holler at your boy. That goddamn Slick Nick, boy. That motherfucking slicker than snot, I swear. I had to give her a shout out, but that motherfucker, that's just, hey, Sugar, you a sweet motherfucker. That goddamn Slick Mick is a motherfucker, boy. But yeah, now back to what we talking about, dog. I mean, you really have a problem thinking this? You really feel like it'd be a problem trying to flee? No problem.
I do. Yeah, I do. I just think it's too much work.
Too much work.
Too much work.
Slap yourself.
I mean, think
slap
about it.
Slap yourself twice.
Think about it like this, man. How hard do you got to work to keep one woman happy?
Not that hard.
Yo, shit. Just because the motherfuckers think that don't mean they happy.
Alright, you talking about sexually?
I'm talking about in general, as a whole. It's not every, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about sex. Keeping a woman happy ain't all about sex. But now you got two of them. You trying to keep both of these motherfuckers happy? Come on, man. It's too much work.
Well, now you got to understand that, like, the point that Janine made is that, you know, y'all there now. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all going to be, see, this, here's the thing about that. If y'all going to be a group collectively, y'all going to be a group. It ain't just on you to keep both of them happy. It's on all y'all to keep each other happy.
Yeah, it sounds good on paper.
I mean, that's just the gist of it. I mean, if she can't, I mean, that's what you got to understand. If she just like, all right, well, if one of them like, well, it's all about me, fuck her, then the situation ain't going to work.
No, that's a headache. That's a headache I don't need. I don't even want that headache. I wouldn't do it. I don't see myself doing it.
Man,
it's too much work, man.
For me, it's too much work. If the opportunity came to me, yes, I would try.
Hey, more power to you.
I mean, come on, man. This is every man's fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
But you use the key word, fantasy.
Okay, shit. Hell, my fantasy is to win the Powerball. Shit, if it come true, shit, then what? I'm going to say, no, this is just a fantasy. Let me get all this money away.
But your fantasy is to win the Powerball. Like you say, every man's fantasy is to live with two women and have it the way he want. But it might be good in the beginning.
Alright, well, shit, you're going to have to prove me wrong.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's not for me. I wouldn't do it.
I think you will. But, you just stuck in. I just think that you know you're in a situation where you can't do it. That's why it don't register in your mind. But, come on, man. You're not going to tell me you're going to sit there and say, no, I'm not doing it. You're going to try it. I don't give a damn.
I don't think I would, man.
I think you would.
I don't think I would. I just think, for me, it'd just be too much work. I ain't got that much energy. I'm old.
Yeah, okay. All right, whatever. Marley Marl, what's happening?
What's going on, everybody?
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, he waiting on that song.
I know.
I forgot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do get a song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, my life shit. If nothing else, my like shit, a song, titties, something. I need to see something.
Oh,
hey, Marley, I've been trying to. Hey, Marley, you need to get some of them down there on the website, man.
Some of them what?
Women? Females?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, dang. I've been telling some people, I don't know what the hell going on.
You know how it is, man. That motherfuckers, when you're on the ground, when you're on the ground floor, don't nobody want to get on the elevator. But when you go, they know you're going all the way to the top, it'll be, hey, can I get on?
Yeah,
like, can I get on? Damn,
y'all acting
it's
funny.
So true.
Y'all too good.
Now, ask
Marley
the same situation.
I want to
Marley. Yeah, the two women, Marley. What you think? Would you go for it? Now, if she gave you the green light.
I would try it and see how long it would last before it blow up in my face.
You say what?
I would try it to see how long it would go before it blow up in my face.
Okay, then let me ask you, Marley. What would make it blow up in your face? What do you think would make it blow up in your face?
Jealousy from the women trying to be number one.
Well, and my thing about that is, Marley, if you got both of them, okay, they're there. I mean, we're not talking about no polygamy where you got to go from one house to another. They're both living in the same house. Y'all all living in one big king size bed.
I think even still, it would be some kind of, you'd have to do everything equally, unless they was two totally different people that had different needs, and as long as you met both of them, and it would be
okay,
cool.
So what do you feel you have to do differently? I'm just curious to know. What do you feel like you have to do differently?
Say one is more sexually motivated to get her needs met, and then the other one's more like, besides sex, you got to spend time with her, like real time.
You
like,
said that like that's a bad thing. I ain't gonna spend no time.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, like real time. Like, you got to do some shit. Yeah, you got to spend time to do with her and do some shit that they want to do, like go to the damn opera and go to plays and all that bullshit, you know?
See, too much work. It's too much work.
I ain't going to no damn opera.
Well, how many black motherfuckers you know going to the opera?
Shit, I don't know. These women,
I'm with you,
Mark.
I'm with you.
Okay,
you bring up some valid points, bro.
Y'all ain't gotta go. You ain't gotta go. Me and her go. That's what I'm saying. if me and her are cool like that, if we got to that point, we all sleep in the same bed. We have become friends. So if it's something that is just the same as if we weren't all living together and I had a friend and he didn't want to go.
Okay.
Maybe that's not something you don't want to do, that you don't want to do. Okay, well, I'm taking my friend. It would be the same.
And then y'all going to the opera looking. Y'all going to the opera looking for that one motherfucker who want to go to the opera.
Yeah.
Now y'all talking about me. This sorry ass don't want to go to the opera. Y'all go to the opera and see that one motherfucker sitting in the booth by himself. He like the opera, huh?
Yeah. I've seen a scenario where this dude was going with both, they were sisters, and they shared everything. So she was like, hey, well, you got a boyfriend, well, he my boyfriend too. And, I mean, they were living together for like, I don't know, I think still now, I guess, you know. I mean, they did everything. They had sex together, they ate together. They shit it together, you know? I'm like, damn. You know, I mean, everything was together, you know? Come on, they want to get pregnant together at the same time. So, man, that's kind of hard, you know, to get pregnant at the same damn time.
That's a minor miracle.
Yeah.
Now that right there would drive me insane.
I don't know, man. I would try. I don't get away with it. y'all motherfuckers just sound like y'all scared. I'll try it. Fuck it.
And I'll give it a shot. Especially if I was in my 20s. You know? That's twice the fun. Ain't no sisters? Oh, man.
So they go to the opera without you.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
They go see Tchaikovsky without me and shit.
All right, they look across the room and see some Tyrese-looking motherfucker over there sitting by himself. Yes, his woman don't like the opera.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Y'all act like y'all ain't got no confidence in y'all selves, man.
But, bitch, ain't no damn Tyrese. That's all right.
But Tyrese shit on her just as good as he do.
But you ain't at the opera, motherfucker. She said they
don't mind
us at home. You know they at the opera, motherfuckers all sensitive and shit. Everybody into their emotions. You got this motherfucker across the room giving them goo-goo eyes. Hey, y'all.
Okay. This is my whole thing, man. I know motherfuckers give my girl goo-goo eyes all the time. But, shit, I mean, dog, you got to have confidence in yourself, shit. I mean, that's the same situation that we've been talking about all night. I mean, if you sitting there saying, all right, man, I don't trust her because this motherfucker. I mean, if you got a good girl and she loyal, man, fuck it. I mean, what the fuck you care that this nigga giving all the goo-goo eyes for? You know she coming home to you.
Yeah, she might come home to me, but what did she stop at before she got home?
Stop. There you go. Hey, you
got motherfucker crib.
You worry too much, man. That's my whole thing. You gotta stop what? Life gonna be life, man. If a motherfucker gonna do something, and you can attest to this, if a motherfucker gonna do something, they gonna do it. Fuck it. You can't keep harping and worrying about that.
Yeah, they gonna do what they gonna do.
Exactly. So you harping and worrying about what the fuck she gonna do. Nah, you can't do that. I mean, fuck it. If motherfucker give you that scenario, then if you ain't that type of guy, I understand it. But shit, if you gonna be that type of guy, take it and run with it, enjoy it and love it.
When the fuck you become Dr. Phil?
See, here's the one thing. Whenever he says something about me becoming Dr. Phil, that means I made some type of sense to him. So I think that is.
Didn't make no sense to me.
Yeah, whatever.
You had a day off. You can watch Oprah and Dr. Phil.
Hell no.
Only come on one after another. God damn, you watching that shit on your phone?
No, man, Dr. Cash.
Yeah, last week this motherfucker was
right now.
Motherfucker was Madea last week. This week he Dr. Cash. The fuck?
Not Madea. God damn! I gotta be a bulldog.
A bulldog.
Hell no.
Oh man.
You know me, man. I get full of that. I get full of that shit. You never know what comes out of my mouth. I was about to say, like you just said, only in Sin City. Anything come out of my mouth on this motherfucker.
Uh-huh. But you done had some that Four Loko?
For sure. All right, for everybody listening, tomorrow night, we got a couple guests on the show for tomorrow night, y'all. This will let y'all know y'all might want to tune in and learn a few things.
Is one of them Cold?
Dr. Phil coming on.
Is one of them Cold Beauty?
Yeah, he liked that Cold Beauty. Look at that. That Cold Beauty coming on again.
Yeah, she already been on the show, man. Maybe we can get her back for you, dog. But you can't call 15 minutes before the show is over.
Shit, y'all can give me a call. We got the number.
No, we don't. Marley, have it ever dawned on you? We always know it's you.
Yeah, because the number come up on the screen or something, don't it?
Not your real number, Marley, motherfucker.
Marley, your number comes up blank every time. That's why we always know it's you.
What the hell? Oh, okay.
Come up all ones. One, one,
all
one.
One. Every time. One,
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 one, one, one, one, one, one. Every time. So we always know it's you.
Well, it's a real phone. I don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah, your phone
it's
number don't show up, bro.
It's probably a damn T-Mobile. T-Mobile something else.
Yeah, but everybody else got T-Mobile too, but only your shit come 111.
You
that
got a clone phone.
I got a clone.
Dallas Star 6-7. Dallas Star 6-7.
Star
6-7,
what did
he call the show?
Oh, I ain't even know nothing about
that. You don't
know
what Star 6-7 mean?
Mm-mm.
What the
God
fuck?
Damn, Mama.
I remember.
I thought I was
what's
slow.
What's that Star? I remember Star 69. That was to call somebody back or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What I remember.
It's time to end the show, man. It's definitely time to end the show. This motherfucker don't even know what Star 69 mean.
I know Star 69.
You
I know what Star 69
no
mean.
Player.
You ain't no player. I've been out the
all
game
the
for so long,
know
man.
What Star 69 mean.
I've been on the player. I've been, you know, I was still, I was back in my playing days. I was still getting the 911 on the pager and ho on the pager.
I'll slap the shit out of a motherfucker. I'll send him with a pager on right now. Who the fuck still using a pager?
The
I know it's a motherfucker out there right now still using a pager.
Yeah.
I know it's somebody out there.
Only people I can think of was doctors.
Yeah, just page me, man. Just page me when you're
ready. Yeah, go ahead. Just give me page. Need to bring them things
hey,
back.
Remember, you remember you call a motherfucker 304? No, it's 304. Turn it upside down. You
ho.
No.
Ho. You a ho.
304.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, it's time to get up out of here, man. It's time to get up out of here, dog. Pick us out, man, because I ain't up.
All right, y'all. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. Today, any last words for us?
Yeah, it was good. Good show. Good talking with everybody. I mean, and I would like to say that I'm not going to say we live with this woman, but she was over at our house all the time. But, you know, we had kids, so we couldn't be so obvious. But we ain't had no problems. I'm just saying.
Okay. That's what's up.
I know that nigga missed that every day.
Hell yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So I know that nigga missed that every day now. That nigga probably keeps throwing stuff in his ass.
I would. I wish I could get a motherfucker to say that. You know, I love you so much that I think that we need to move another bitch in. Just on the days that, you know, I'm just not feeling it. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at work all day, and I know you be wanting some pussy, so go on the fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you ain't never seen a grown man cry before. You will that day. I love you. What you crying for? You're so happy. All right.
Yeah.
Marley, you got any last words for us, man? Marley?
He just tickled,
ain't he? He just tickled by that. You got any last words for us, man?
Oh, hey, another great show. You know, I'll listen to it in archives.
How you know?
Y'all talking. Well, the last 15 minutes have been good.
Okay, there you go.
Whenever I call, it's
hey, Marley, I ain't mad at you. Better late than never, man.
Better late than never.
We show us love every week, so I ain't mad at you. I don't care if you come 2 minutes before. See, as long as you're showing us love.
Hey, that's why I tell all my women, hey, it's a race to who wins first.
All right, big dog, what you got, bro?
Hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Tomorrow night, y'all, we got another good show set up for y'all. We got a few guests on there. Call and check us out, y'all. It's NCityRadioShow.com.
All right.
Okay, before we get out of here, I want to say one thing. All right, now, look here. SandCityRadioShow.com. We got it. Y'all wanted it. Y'all need to protest our page. We're on there. We're not just on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Molly, you my man. I know you get on that, so this ain't towards you. But everybody, y'all ain't just got to go on there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. That site is open all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Participate, please. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Peace, love, hair grease. God bless. Good night. Don't forget, we're doing the same thing tomorrow night. And we out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here, Ren.